The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until it comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. Genesis 49:10. In those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. Luke 1:39-56.
After a long journey, a pregnant Mary arrives in the home of her cousin Elizabeth, herself also pregnant. After Mary enters the house, Elizabeth and her preborn baby, who we know to be John the Baptist, immediately recognize that the child growing in Mary's womb is their Lord. The baby leaps for joy in the womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Spirit, expresses her joy at the arrival with a profound and insightful statement. "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Jesus' rule and lordship was promised and prophesied long ago. His kingship is even recognized by Elizabeth and her preborn child. The scepter and staff spoken of in Genesis 49:10 are symbolic of the kingly authority given to the tribe of Judah. This kingly status is given to Jesus, himself a descendant of the tribe of Judah. The tribute promised to King Jesus is the inheritance of his people. Elizabeth and John are among the first of his inheritance as they are filled with the Holy Spirit. Because of King Jesus, all those who confess Jesus as Lord, including you and I, are made part of this inheritance. Questions to consider. Why did the baby John leap for joy when his mother Elizabeth came into the presence of Mary and her preborn son? In Luke 1:47, Mary calls God her Savior. In verse 49, she says, "He who is mighty has done great things for me." What mighty thing has God done for Mary, and how is he her Savior? Since the scepter and staff are symbolic of Jesus' eternal authority, how does Mary's prayer contrast Jesus' rule with earthly rulers?
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles, produced by Rock Solid Refuge.